I'm good. How are you?
Are you okay? Have you two secretly taken bets on whether or not I'm gonna cry while I'm watching this?
Oh, I'm probably gonna cry along with you.
I don't know. I feel like I'm all still cried out from the body. So I think at this point, I think that broke me. So I don't know if I can cry anymore. At least I hope not. I can't
say that this is more normally filmed.
Uh-huh.
Like, it feels more like a TV show than the last one.
And there's the music and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know that, like, I won't say anything about future episodes, but, like, the body was, it definitely was, I don't know that there's a more emotionally arresting or just crushing episode.
Yeah. Because all the others had sort of, some sort of buffer.
Yeah.
A buffer on Buffy.
A buffier buffer.
Okay, well, I've got it paused.
I've got it. Oh, look, and it's paused. Buffy coming in her red sweater again. Yay!
Yes.
Yay, let's relive this, shall we?
At 44:27.
I don't know.
Start in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, yay. Okay. I've never had to do this. Are there big rooms? Now, but I've watched 6 Feet Under. So, are there big rooms with the full caskets there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, there really is a room like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in fact, like, the one I was in, they were not so artfully displayed. They were like, the room was jam-packed full of them.
So, almost like a warehouse?
Yeah.
Okay. The urns are pretty.
Yeah, it was like at the funeral department.
Oh.
Or funeral department.
Because I
always, funeral house.
Because I always thought that they had, like, sections of them. Like, oh, this is what it could look like.
Yeah. Yeah, my uncle passed away last year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not fun, either.
Mm.
No, it's not that. It's just...
Yeah, I would not have brought Dawn.
I know, right? I mean, I was barely able to handle it, and I was 30. You know?
Maybe she insisted.
Maybe. I mean, she did insist looking for the...
True.
Yeah. Did Buffy braid her hair like that?
I want to know how to do that. I want to know how to do that. That's kind of cool. Isn't that what they call like a fishtail braid?
Uh-huh. I remember that was real big because it takes a long time. I've never been able to know how to like braid where part of the braid is on your head.
What? Like, what? Like a French braid?
Yeah.
Oh, French braiding. Okay, I can do that. I just can't do that.
I mean, I can braid like pigtail type braid and just, you know, the three strands and a big clunky braid, but I've never been able to like, you know, braid part and then bring the rest of the hair in.
Oh, I can do it easier on other people. I can't do it on myself. And I can't do those little twisty things either.
Mm.
And I know it's just twisting your hair.
Yeah, mine always falls apart.
Well, my hair is very, very straight, and it always wants to, and it's slippery, and it just always wants to be straight. So.
I hate this part. Thinking about prices and stuff. Oh, they're having a family dinner. I remember too, I guess it may be just a Southern thing that, like, people, like, all of your friends bring food over.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back. No, I don't remember any of that. I remember I had a... I remember I had a boyfriend in high school, no, college, whose mother died. She had breast cancer.
Mm.
And I remember they were a weird family because they got upset when they received flowers from people that they all didn't know. And I thought that was very... What? Because we were very close, and my work friends knew him and everything, and the people that I worked with sent flowers, and his family got so offended because they didn't all know them. I'm like, really? It's a nice picture.
Yeah.
It's weird.
We don't do wakes in the South.
We do them from up yonder. Up in New York. I think they're weird.
They are. Yeah, I mean, mostly because I've never been to one. Like, sometimes we'll gather at a house, like, after a graveside service, and then, you know, it won't be, like, all night or anything like that. It'll just be, you know, just sitting around and talking.
Oh, my God, yeah, the last one I went to was huge. It was catered and stuff. It was weird. It was like a funeral after party. It was weird.
Well, see, they wouldn't be catered here because after the funeral, when you go to somebody's house or before the funeral, you bring a dish.
Potluck.
All of the casseroles.
Or, like, for my uncles, then they had, like, their church that they went to did up this huge, huge meal thing for the family. Oh, Spike! Aww. Oh, Xander.
Don't be a dick.
Well, he's Xander.
Oh, because they were BFF. Yeah.
They watched Passions together.
He did. And drank tea. Shag, I'm touched. Oof. I like the lady.
Is that Monkey Boy? Monkey Boy.
No.
And she never treated me like a freak. No. Okay, Elfie, you can get up here. Just don't chew the cords. Aww.
Oh, this is the loudest purrs ever.
I know. She's right up next to the mic.
That's funny.
He didn't leave a card.
Aww. And I do have to say that it's kind of unfair that he seems to be obsessed. I mean, again, you've seen it, I don't, but my take on it is he apparently is obsessed with her, but also loves her. They keep jumping to the conclusion that, oh, you just want to bang her.
Yeah.
Really? Because that's not what I was seeing. Necessarily.
Well, I'm sure that's part of it,
but like, don't jump to that conclusion.
I just keep remembering Fool for Love when he's, like, you know, writing poetry to this woman, and, like, they still keep some sort of aspect of their humanity.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, Xander looks good in a suit. Sorry. Yeah,
the way that he was with Drew, even, I mean... Spike, he never loves halfway.
Yeah.
No.
He never does anything halfway.
No.
He goes all in.
He is very protective of those he loves.
Yeah.
Why is Buffy not wearing black?
That's an interesting question.
That is weird. Because she's got enough black.
Half of her wardrobe is black.
And she's wearing taupe.
Yeah.
Okay, Tara's coat is awesome.
It is, but again, why are you wearing a casual black leather and brown leather?
Well, she doesn't have grown-up clothes. Like Willow.
Grown-up, I know, like her mom. Mom, can I borrow a suit?
I don't know, maybe all of her black clothes are Slayer clothes, and she didn't want to wear any Slayer clothes.
Uh-huh. Well, I was just about to make an Archer reference. Well, she has black or slightly darker black.
Yes. So. We watched the first episode of that, by the way.
Oh my god, that show's the best.
And second, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, and second, because we saw,
Conway Stern.
Meanwhile, Blue Filter.
Yeah, they didn't do the night. This.
Oh. What? Shut up!
Yes!
Is that for real happening?
Yeah.
Or is this a dream?
No, it's for real.
Oh my god! Jam jams.
Well, I bet she doesn't wear the jam jams all the
normally.
Time that they have company over.
No, that's not what she said. That stuffed dog is throwing me off.
It's not like she just fades out of existence like Willow's mother apparently has.
Or they can throw out of town like Tara's family.
And why isn't Tara being more like, hey, my mom died too?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she's afraid of coming on too strong. I don't know.
She can tell the story while she stammers.
At least they're not making her sleep in that papasan chair, which is the most horrible thing to have ever. Papasan chairs are the worst.
It's like the biggest dorm room ever.
It is. Ah.
Oh, come on. No zombie joys. Whoa.
Ah.
Hello. Oh my word! What different?
Okay, Xander nipple and frame.
Uh-oh.
Oh, so dude.
Awkward.
Like, oh. Do I remember her taking her pill?
Aww. Are smooshing. Aww.
That's really sweet.
He's chubby. But he's so cute.
Yeah.
God, puppy.
He's falling out.
He's a grown up.
He is.
His metabolism is slowed down. He's no longer a teenager.
And when you're in a steady relationship, you do, like, gain weight.
Yes. Whoa.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Hey, I've seen Frank and Weenie enough times to know.
Oh, you don't do watch it. That.
Oh, it'll make you cry. It makes me cry every time I watch it.
I cry at everything.
Me too.
Oh my goodness, the first 5 minutes of Up.
Oh god.
You're a robot if you don't cry. Right? Uh-uh. You're so
watching Toy Story 3. And oh, my God. It was like a matinee. We had kids everywhere around us, and I was bawling.
Ugh, Toy Story 2, I saw it by myself after I moved to Texas, and I didn't have a job, and I was depressed.
Oh, my God. Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, my God. It was a bad scene. I thought the first time I saw Frank and Weenie and cried was just because I was wasted. I was so drunk. And we went to the movies to sober up before we went home. And because the dog reminds, even looks like Artie. Aww. And I got so upset. And then when I watched it last week, I cried again. Like, and I was not drunk. Aww.
Nice that he's taking a break from being Angelo to
Beige Angel.
I didn't think of the timing of this.
Yeah, I think it's right at certain parts of Angel that I'm not sure, because I'm not caught up on Redemption Cast.
Oh, I don't even know what's going on.
I don't quite know where he is. I just know that he's fought zombie cops.
Oh. Zombie cops. Elevator to nowhere. Found out that everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then he found out that evil is all around him, and then he had sex with Darla.
Yes. Oh my God. Sorry, and I need to catch up.
And then I watched the next one already because we're doing that one tomorrow night. Okay. And then he doesn't turn into Angelus.
Yeah, that was brutal.
And she got upset. Because she thought that would work.
Okay, well, this is where he's trying to be less beige.
And then she was all, did I do something wrong?
Oh.
Oh, no, wait, that was somebody else.
No, she was like, I've done this professionally.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, it's like, was it not good? What am I talking about? I did this professionally.
Yeah.
Of course it was good. It would have been, it was entirely too late.
I know. She was already cold.
Oh, so Angel knows about.
Yeah.
Oh, because that's right, the whole world knows.
Yeah.
There simply doesn't exist.
Not this fake person.
Which I would love, like, a series of comics or something that, like, did, you know, season 3. What was Dawn doing in this episode?
You know, remember when we joked that they should re-release, like, George Lucas, the episodes with, like, a CGI Dawn? Or with, like, Michelle Trachtenberg, like, way too old. A
couple of Banthas and Dubaks and Dawn wandering around.
And say,
around
hi, guys. Aww.
Oh.
This forever work for you.
Aww. Oh, smoochies.
They've both become so much better actors.
Yeah, because I'm kind of buying this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm buying that he's being helpful and they're comfortable with each other. And it's like they were never apart. Now I'm buying it.
Yeah.
Initially, I was like, whatever.
Well, especially him.
Mm-hmm.
Second season, he was trying so hard to act.
And it was still, for some reason, now that she's in college, it seems less creepy.
Yeah.
age difference is less creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. The 100 plus year age difference.
That's okay, I just did it with Darla.
We don't need to tell her that. There's some things Buffy does not have to know.
Well, they're not wrong. They're just BFFs. They're just post-breakup friends now.
Which is weird.
I guess. I know. We loved each other so much, but now we're just buddies. It's cool.
Because we can't love each other.
Because we can't have the sexy times with each other. So we'll just be buddies.
Oh, hey, them.
Ugh.
Joa rejects.
Wow. The makeup tonight, for some reason, in this episode looks particularly terrible.
It does. I never liked the design of these things.
Glorificus.
Elsie, if you're gonna bite, you're gonna... most.
He's got such pretty, not him.
Yeah.
Ben. Ben has like the prettiest eyes.
He does.
They match his scrub.
Scrubs. Put them in the scrubs. Oh crap.
Oh snitch.
Just digging yourself.
Not a person. I mean, by innocent, I meant
a puppy. Okay, Elfie, you're gone.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a stuffed puppy.
Yeah, the same stuffed puppy in the same exact location that it was in the previous scene. But now it's daytime.
She rearranges her stuffed animals.
Exactly the same way. Well, let's make the bed. Let's put the puppy in the same place. No, I think they just changed the lighting. I mean.
Yeah, just creepily hang out in your dorm room. I'm fine.
But it seems like we're just casually trying to kick you out of our dorm room. No.
Maybe they should just tell her to get out. Get out, get out, get out.
Get out, get out, get out.
That's huge. Is one of them an RA?
Wait, what?
Uh-uh.
Oh no, she didn't.
I think she did.
What's this shit? Wait a minute.
Hunch Christian Anderson.
History of the world? What? What is up with that cat painting?
I don't know. Hey, where's... Speaking of which, where's Miss Kitty Fantastico?
I don't know. Maybe.
Did they get busted? They kind of get it out of the dorm?
Maybe.
Did the book light up? That's the last thing I got confused.
Maybe Miss Kitty Fantastico got turned into a painting. And a different color.
Maybe she got turned into a cheerleader. What?
What?
Is it that chilly in California? Everybody is wearing sweaters.
They're all forever wearing sweaters.
It's so hard to cosplay as people in sci-fi and fantasy because they're always wearing sweaters and wool and long sleeves and
dusters.
Or nothing.
Or they wear, yeah. Or in Supernatural, they're always wearing 900 layers of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sam has no shirt on. Sam is shirtless, or it's a t-shirt and a long sleeve t-shirt and a plaid shirt and a jacket.
It would be hard for me to cosplay Supernatural anyway. I would keep accidentally showing emotions.
Gabby is a Supernatural
I
fan.
Know.
I heart Dean Winchester. That is a cute sweater, though.
It is.
Can you tell me where all the off-limit stuff I'm not allowed to ever?
I wonder if you might have heard of a Horcrux.
It's not the restricted section. I don't even know.
Completely.
Oh, yeah, everything's up there. That could get everybody into trouble. Okay, cool. And, all right, that's good.
Now, could you tell me where all the liquor and everything is, just in case, you know, someone were to go over there?
Where do you hide the medicinal marijuana? It is California.
Not yet.
Yeah. Too soon.
It's like, what, 2000? 2001?
2001 or 2002, even.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she's so ninja.
Oh.
Is this all the first time one of them actually goes up to the balcony?
And look, it's so unsafe. There's not a chain up there.
there's where all the alcohol is. Right there in Isla.
And how does she... She runs up, grabs random book, pretends she's reading the labels, and what?
Not suspicious. Dawn.
No.
Not suspicious at all.
Well, yeah.
What was his job title again? Watcher?
You know, he tried to be a looker or a seer.
If she was playing Assassin's, if she was in Assassin's Creed, she would be putting her hands together to be invisible. No.
There's no hay bales to hide in.
No random
gadgets.
Oh, God.
Oh, the magic shop. The Buffy, one of the Buffy video games that came out is set around this time, and that magic shop is so familiar.
Oh, yes. I wasn't, I swear. Oh. What? I thought he was going to be the voice of reason. It seems like he was going to be for a moment.
Well, remember, he's having a Buffy sex bot being made. This is the song!
That's the song!
And then Candy! Oh, my God! I forgot about that.
You're sitting on the floor being all groovy.
Yeah.
Aww.
I keep forgetting that they had an almost relationship.
Aww.
Well.
Are you sure?
She's like, yeah, right.
Oh, I love her.
I love her apartment. Or penthouse.
Oh, she's so awesome.
Apparently he's not good at killing bumpy minions.
Her.
And let me get you on the red chair.
At least it wasn't the white chair. Oh, wow.
Ah, that's hair!
Oh my. Prop watch is wearing a red one. Highest you. Yes. about time. It's been seasons. I love her. She's so funny.
So much better than Adam.
I miss the good old days.
Is that the Skinny Fantastico? No.
No.
Wait a minute. Is this the same apartment that the guy was in with the map that they stabbed?
Well, they reuse apartments. See that window architecture? That's in, like, every apartment that they use.
Is this guy?
I've seen him in everything.
What? What? Is this somebody's house?
I guess so.
But he just walked in.
I guess the guy isn't human.
Oh. Either they screwed up or he's not. Yeah.
Or maybe it could be public property? And he just happens to have a bed in the back?
Hey, if someone had a welcome mat that said welcome, would that circumvent it?
Aww. Give her some tonics. That's booze.
Yeah.
I've been to a speakeasy and drank a tonic or two. What? Everybody's hair is coming out.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter that she's not a real person.
I'm so confused about this now. Oh!
Yeah. Well, there we go. He's
not okay, a... so vampires only have to be invited into the house, a human's house.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was anybody's
tail,
house.
He doesn't have a soul.
That's racist.
And I still don't get how Chip tells the difference.
I don't know. I don't know how the military created a soul detector.
It has like Bluetooth soul checker.
They local. Oh, that's right. We're still a hell mouth.
Yeah. He came by it.
Yes, on eBay. Oh, boy. That just seems awfully complicated. Can they just forget about it?
No problem.
A painting?
Put them in the center of a sacred circle. With the
sculpture.
Oh, what a goose I am. What?
Oh.
That's my favorite of all the incantations. Because it's not a good idea. Everybody's warned you against it.
Why does no one ever listen to Giles, Tara, or...
Tell you what, Don, before we do this, let's have a movie night. How about Pet Cemetery?
Yeah. Okay, sewer entrance. I would be off this.
Oh, sewer? Nope. Thank you.
Although apparently Sunnydale has the cleanest sewers ever. You know, he is a creepy looking guy. He could, like, just that actor could be.
Oh, he's a demon.
Yeah.
I know that from Supernatural.
Because black eyes mean demon.
Yes, and also demons lie.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Everybody knows it's a bad idea. Why give specific directions? Or did he give specific directions that were wrong? I don't want them to do this. Don't make them... Don't, please tell me. Bad idea.
Well, at least she's got some backbone now. She's not, like, all whiny, screamy.
Bitty Buffy.
Bitty Buffy.
Oh, brother.
Oh, I really? Think we're going to get some bad effects here.
Better than Mayor Snake Demon.
True.
Summon your broom! Summon your broom!
Oh my god. Oh, it's
no,
awesome.
No, the mayor's snake demon is better.
Oh, oh my god. It's like Disney. It's like an animatronic. It's awesome.
I think they're running out of budget and still have to use most of their budget for the finale.
Oh my god. This is my favorite so far because it's actually a thing. Oh, god.
Because he left her axe.
That's okay. It can't move. It can't get to you because it's affixed to the ground because it's an animatronic. It's cool. Never you fear.
It's fine.
Oh, no.
Ah!
Oh, gross.
Got his axe back. It can't get through the wiring.
This is the greatest. My favorite ever now. Oh my god, it reminds me of like with the Goonies right there.
Yeah. Don't pray to the giver of darkness and taker of life.
Well, Osiris is an expert at coming back from the dead.
True.
Although really, wouldn't Isis be the one to give credit there?
I don't know. It's always the man who takes the credit anyway.
True.
Why is she using Frank's Red Hot Sauce?
Because it's something that can bring anyone back to life.
It would be Frank's Red Hot Sauce. No. No. Oh. Bad. Yeah. We'll stare off into the side.
Why is she writing her breakfast in a diary? I always start journals and write two entries and then never finish.
A purple pen.
Aww.
No.
Yep, she's a college sophomore.
Or me.
She uses that for her cross-referencing of her college notes.
Why is Tara wearing her outside clothes? My grandmother would have yelled at her, get your jacket off!
Well, take your shoes off on the bed!
You...
Willow is
Willow...
bad at lying. Put it together, Tara.
We can't waste time on that now. Let's keep having this conversation.
We don't have time for that now.
It's the little broom in the front of the plane.
Now she's wearing black.
No time for that now.
Yeah, really?
I had never noticed that.
Okay, break the circle if you
yeah.
learn nothing from Supernatural. Oh, wait a minute, it's not on yet.
I know, last time she broke a circle, the fear demon came.
Yeah, me! Oh, please, no, Zombie Joyce.
Oh, Buffy asked Tara about that. Did you notice that? Tara said...
Yeah. Huh. So a conversation happened that we weren't privy to.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So Buffy might have asked, you know, what's the feasibility of bringing Mom back?
True. Oh. Oh, hell no. No. Oh. Let's relive this.
Yeah.
All over again. This pain. All over again. Let's do that, shall we? What? Oh,
have you even been paying attention to Buffy?
That's you.
Like, she's been a mess.
I'm even crying. Just been playing around with this before.
She has to take care of everything?
Oh.
No.
Act the hell out of that. Why don't you say it, Michelle?
Yeah.
Ugh, already stopped. Oh, no, no, no.
And she's standing right where she was when she said that before.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you so much.
See. Convenient.
Yeah.
I got through it because I was more terrified than anything else. Like, oh, no, Joyce. No, zombie Joyce. Yeah. No zombie Joyce in sensible shoes.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 Say she's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh, and everybody you know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody you would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes. Ta-na-na-na. Ta-na-na-na.
na 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 na